There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Melissa, are you a doctor?
I want to be, but I'm not.
I'm not a doctor either, and we're not psychologists.
We're
not experts in anything. In fact, we just chat a lot of shit. So,
and we love giving you guys advice, but as we said...
We love giving you guys advice.
Do not take what we're saying as gospel. If you do feel like you need to speak to somebody, please seek professional help.
Oh my God,
I'm absolutely thrilled to be giving this to you right now.
Wait, I'm a bit nervous.
Why? Wait, guys, I do need the world's most useful gift.
I do actually have a present too. I'm really, really...
Right, get it all out, come on. Don't be shy.
You're kidding me. You're wearing one too.
Yeah.
Guys.
Right, this is it.
Heated?
Yeah.
What do you mean?
It's heated fleece. It's the best thing I have ever bought myself.
No, you're kidding.
You have a heater in the back of the neck, all down your back, and all on your front. It's so warm.
No, you're lying.
When you were messaging me this morning, like, I'm freezing, I was like, ha, I'm not. But only because of this.
The button's off.
Yeah, it's like a
heater. Do I need to charge it?
Yeah, charge it. I get home every day, plug in the little battery, charge overnight,
and
put it in.
And it's chic. Ding. It's cool. I love this.
They have loads of different colours.
Sorry, this is huge. That's the best present you've ever given me. Because you're just wearing a thin top and that jacket.
Yeah, that's why I wasn't cold.
Shit. Where did you find that?
Just Googled it. I was so freaking cold and bad as air. I just Googled heated fleece.
No, you said.
Well, because I have heated boots and heated gloves for skiing. And I was like, there must be a garment that you can buy that's heated for your body.
Then it flew out to Val d'Isère?
No, I just had it delivered to my house and I ordered you one too. Because I was like, Sophie, you definitely want one of these bad boys.
That's the best thing you've ever bought me. She messages me at Christmas. She's like, I just got your Christmas present. It's the best thing you're ever going
to get. It's honestly the best thing I've ever purchased. I've told the whole world about this fleece apart from you because I've been waiting to give it to you. So the brand is called...
Aurora. Heated.
There's actually lots of places that sell them and make them. I actually believe Schoeffel waistcoats make one that's meant to be really, really proper, but this does the job and it's...
Coolest outfit ever with those booties too.
I know, she's an outdoorsy gal.
I dread... the rest of the day because I'm scared about leaving this
studio and
going on the walk to the tube right now.
Yeah.
It's dwelling in my mind.
I didn't see your car in the car park.
I don't have the car. I gave the
when's
little...
the new one coming
Fanny's
back?
Fanny's gone. We're getting a new Fanny. Black Fiat. So nice.
When is she coming?
Don't know. Millie's on the case.
Shit.
Millie, my wonderful PA, is on the case.
Shit. I don't know if we can wait that long.
I know, but
it should
be... I
was hoping to get a lift back.
I know. It's really sad.
And I don't even wangle. I'm like, do you want to just drop me a bit? Do you want to just drop me all the way?
I will say, I think I'm going to have to start getting the tube here, though. It's so much quicker than drive.
It's fast. It's just quite nice being in your own space in the car.
I love those little cars.
Me too.
Nothing beats an electric car, like just the effortlessness of it.
I know. And there's just no noise.
It's gorgeous. And I love charging it. The whole process is just, it's a joy.
It's enjoyable. I agree. Oh, I'm really excited for the new car. When are you moving house? Is that what's going on with that?
It's still looking. We were looking at one in Fulham, actually, right by you this week. Still looking.
The thing is, I just don't believe you guys anymore because every time I speak to you, we're looking at another house. I'm like,
oh. Guys, it's the most upsetting thing. I don't know how. The thing is, Jamie obviously wants, like, he has such a specific idea. So I'm like, well, what we're going to have to do is reno then. Like, that's what I've come to terms with. Like,
maybe.
You don't want, or at least we're going to have to look at the house and be like, well, we're going to change the kitchen and like the bathrooms. But he still wants to go in and be like, this is the one. I'm like, you're not going to get that.
No, he's not.
It's a dry. It's honestly like the biggest pain in my life. Let me tell you.
Christ alive. We're thrilled and so grateful for all these incredible dilemmas that you've been writing in. This is going to be an excellent episode. I'm just having a scan through. They're juicy.
Juicy.
No, I just scrolled down. I just saw how long they were. They look great.
It's juicy lemon vibes. We are very excited.
Okay, right. You go first.
Okay, me first. Okay. Hi, Jamie said I keep doing that, and I'm like, that's the biggest ick ever. Yeah, you do it too, but I do it more of a joke. I'm not.
Yeah, it's just like a little clear of the throat before we start the episode.
Okay, right. Hi, Sophie and Melissa. My closest friend, let's call her Lily, and I have been friends since we were around 10 years old. We're now both hitting 30. So that is 20 years.
That is gorgeous.
That's stunning. However, I don't have a relationship with Lily's husband, and there have been a few instances that have strained our friendship because of him. I was in a relationship with one of Lily's relatives, which turned toxic, and I left him as a result. I didn't tell Lily a lot of what happened as I didn't want her to get caught in the middle. Yeah. But there were things that I couldn't keep a secret from her.
Ooh.
It's just awful for both of you. A few years ago, Lily asked if I wanted to meet her then fiance, now husband. Let's call him Simon. We went for day drinks together with some of our other friends. But then Lily and Simon started arguing to the point where he told everyone their wedding was cancelled.
Shit. Sorry. Also, to just meet your best friend's fiance before you were even dating, like, that's like you and Jamie dating and then suddenly you being engaged and that's the first time I meet him.
I'd be fuming.
And that's weird.
I'd instantly hate him because I'd be like, why don't I know
about
you?
Why have I not
you?
Known you
Something
before.
Says instant red flag. Ick. Naturally, I stuck up for my friend, but he turned nasty and said it was no wonder my boyfriend had left me. Oh my God, arsehole. What the hell?
Oh my God.
I was unsure if he was just drunk and it hasn't been talked about since. It hurt me more that Lily had told Simon private things about my life, which he then tried to use against me. Sorry, what sort of meet cute was this?
I'm so confused.
I've tried to steer clear of spending time with him, but it's getting in the way of my friendship. On my last birthday, Simon rang Lily and she put him on loudspeaker and he was telling us both about his day, but he managed to slip in that he'd seen my ex and that he looked the happiest he's ever been. It was a shitty thing to
say,
especially
God.
On my birthday.
This guy is an arsehole.
I hate Simon.
A to B arsehole.
Ugh. Lily's 30th is now approaching and of course her husband is going to be there as well as my ex. Oh God. I'm still single and just don't want to go, but I'm worried that I'm just being sensitive and need to get over it. But maybe it's a friendship where I need to just let it go.
I reckon you just let it go and just know that it's always a friendship that you're not going to interact with the husband and that's fine.
Yeah, I don't think let the friendship go. Like you've been best friends for 20 years and like Lily's not done anything wrong. I think you're just going to have to like...
She should also stick up for her mate a bit more, though. Like, don't fucking say shit like that.
And also just be like, you're a dick to your husband. Like, call him out because that behaviour is unacceptable.
That is unacceptable, right?
And also, like, why is he having, like, a public argument and being like, the wedding's cancelled? I mean, it's quite me.
I think it says a lot about him and everyone can see that. So I wouldn't worry. She's obviously married an asshole. Really sorry, Lily, but like he does not sound like a good guy to me.
He is not.
It's one thing
any
to have an argument with your fiance and have a blowout. You know, I'm sure that happens from time to time. But then don't be an asshole to the best friend and bring her relationship into it
and say no wonder your boyfriend dumped you.
That's
honestly
so horrible.
Fuck off. That is awful. Right?
Who the fuck do you think you are?
My view on it
makes me angry. Actually, I'm pissed
He's an angry little man. Even if he's big, he's a little man inside.
Something's going on there.
Something's up. He's got something, some insecurity, some issues. You got to let him do him. You stay in your nice, positive space.
Yeah.
Lily and you are separate to him and don't try and merge it. Just see her on her own. And if you don't,
exactly. See her
if you don't want to go to that birthday, don't go. Just say, I don't, I'll pop in for half an hour. Go early.
I would just literally make up an excuse and be like, I'm really sorry, I've got a family thing and I just can't now.
Yeah, but make sure you take her for lunch on your own. Done.
Yeah, but I can't go, but I'm going to book us a gorgeous place. When are you free? I want to take you to like, I don't know, like a nice restaurant where you live. But for example, I want to take you to a lovely lunch at Scott's or something. I don't know what the vibe would be, but I would make up for it with an alternative. That's a really good idea.
Yeah.
Really good idea.
Stunning.
I also think there has to be something to be said. I know you're annoyed that your best friend has spoken to her husband about you dating her like relative or her cousin, but that's gonna happen. Do you know what I mean? Like you would tell Jamie, like if I was dating your cousin Will and it didn't go well, you were gonna tell Jamie about it. Do you know what I mean? Like, oh God, Melissa and Will, like, blah, blah, blah. Do you know what I mean? That's,
yes.
You can't expect, that's not really like a deep, dark secret. That's
you
just
do
general,
tell your husband
you
and your boyfriend
things that are going on with your friends' lives. It's something, you know, that's just that's natural. I don't think you can get angry with that. It's the fact that he used it against you is just extremely messed up and bizarre.
And so
just
rank
so
of him.
You like, just don't do that. I just don't get that.
Like, he's an odd guy through and through. We're not a fan of it, Simon. Simon, no.
Simon needs to go, but they're married now, so you can just hang out with her.
Yeah, you've just got to see her on her own. It's annoying and it's frustrating, but these things just happen. And sometimes you do grow slightly apart and the dynamic does change, but you just got to move with the punches.
You've got to move with the punches. I've just read the intro for the next dilemma and I'm on the edge of my seat. Okay, right, I'm going to go into it. Dilemma two. Hey, girls. I'm just going to cut to the chase. My best friend has been shagging my ex for the past 8 months behind my back.
No, I actually can't cope. I'm ex. Okay.
Yeah, don't worry. It's not a current boyfriend.
Okay, it's not that bad.
To set the scene, me and my ex, let's call him Joe, broke up last year after he did some really shitty things and turned out to be somebody that I just couldn't trust.
Joe. Know the story already.
I'm dead at like the way this is written as well. It's like, to set the scene.
I know, me too.
However, ever since me and Joe broke up, my best friend and him have been getting close.
Also, like, don't fucking do that.
That's so annoying. I saw that she was texting him and they seemed to end up in Ubers together after we'd been out. I found it strange as they were never close before, and even when I told her all the stuff he'd done, she would brush it off. I, as in like, so you knew they were getting close and you were like trying to put him off, and she just doesn't care. I ignored it as I tried to keep the peace in our wider group. That was very good of you. However, a few days ago, she messaged asking to meet up as she had something to tell me. She told me that she'd been hooking up with him since April, and to make it worse, she said she felt no guilt.
Okay, but
I said that
dumb.
I'd find it difficult to keep being friends if she kept seeing him, and she said that she wouldn't stop hanging out with him. Just to make it even more confusing, my ex told me a month ago that he still had feelings for me and wanted to get back together. I told my best friend, and she accused me of lying when I've got no reason to lie about wanting to get back with him. Oh, fucking hell. All my friends are telling me to remain civil, which is strangely what I feel like I should do. But then a few of my close friends have said that if I drop her, then they would have my back. We're really close, but is there any coming back from something like this? We were really close, sorry.
Okay, firstly, there is coming back.
Yeah, of course there
that
is.
That sort of shit has happened
you
in my life.
You also don't really seem like you care, if I'm honest.
I think it's kind of fine.
You don't like, seem like you're that. Told it's you. Not like I'm heartbroken, I'm I still love him, I'm cringed, devastated. Yeah.
I'm cringing that the best friend is like, no, he loves me.
He loves
you.
Me,
like,
you're lying. Like, that's just
like,
really...
No, but bless her, she's obviously in denial. He's a dark horse. We're
all
not
I'm
going to
say
him.
As well is...
He was shagging the friend to get back at her, obviously.
She's, I think, when girls do this in friendship groups, there must already be feelings there mm-hmm. because girls wouldn't risk mm-hmm. breaking up friendship groups, upsetting girls, because there is, most girls, I like to think, are girls, but sometimes their own feelings just override that sense of like... Yep. friendship. So she would have always had maybe something for him, and for her it was worth it because she already had those feelings, and that's why it's been pursued. She's very into it, and by the sounds of it, he's just thinking, whatever, I don't care, it's not.
I personally feel like you don't, I feel like you're in a position where you're a bit like, it's a bit icky, but I don't actually care that much, but yeah. I feel like I should care. Yeah. Like I what feel should I like do? I should be angry. Like, it's okay. If you don't
sometimes
care, she's
happens.
Your mate, he's still into you. Like, don't, like, poor gut. Like, I feel like your friend really likes him.
I think she really likes him.
She's
and
come
she's,
to you, she's told you.
I mean, she told you a few months too fucking late, 8 months
but
too late.
But she probably wanted to make sure it wasn't just like a one night stand. Like, she obviously yeah. follows some feelings. I don't feel like this is that sinister. I feel like he, unfortunately, isn't that into your friend. I think he got with her to get back at you.
He's into think, you.
Yeah.
He misses you. And unfortunately, she can't see that. But that's fine. You have to let her ride this wave with him.
Just don't get too deep. I would just be like, look, I
don't
want to
hear
about
anything about yeah. it. And I'd rather you not be like, you know, all over each other in front of me. Like, did that just yet? I need to just adjust this.
Oh,
but
no.
I'm fine with
they
it.
Can't ever be in front, like, all over each other in front of her. That's uncomfy.
That is uncomfy.
Like,
but,
that we don't
but
need.
But if they've been dating for 8 months and it gets knocking on to close to a year, they're yeah, going to probably
been then
kiss
telling
stuff.
Her.
Oh, this is true. A month
like,
ago.
I just personally would stay clear of the ex. Like, just hang out with your friends separately. You don't want to hear about it. She might want to start talking to you about it because she probably is going to be like, what happens when he does this? Yeah, like, no.
No, we're not going to compare notes on the size of, like, this guy's dick. No.
No,
I know,
I know.
Don't talk to me about it. We're going to draw a line. I'm fine with it. But just, you'd be like, you know what I would do? I'd be like, look, this is not something I would ever do to you. But you've done it now. It is what it is. Maybe our friendship won't, get back to the way it was, but I'm honestly fine with it. And I just, I'm just going to turn a blind eye to it for the moment.
And also, there's nothing wrong with just holding, like not replying, not coming back to it, and just taking like a week on your own.
Yeah, take a beat.
To be like, hang on, how do I actually feel about this? Do I want to be friends with her? Do I feel really betrayed? Do I, am I sweet with it? Am I annoyed? Like, just work out your feelings and then be like, okay, I've really had some time to think about it. This is how I feel.
Don't think it's right she's accusing you of lying, though. Can we just go back
I'd
to this?
I'd be furious. I'd be like,
that's just something
show
else
the proof.
Pissing me off. Show the proof. Or speak to him and be like, I need to sit. Oh, the thing is,
no,
he
no,
might
no,
then
ignore
lie.
Him, ignore
he might
him.
Lie.
I'm not a fan of him. Like, put him in the bin.
I think he's a liar. So anyway,
I think he's just gone home, like immature, like really in love with her, thinks he's going to make her jealous by shagging the bass me.
8 months is a really long time. That's like falling in love stage.
Yeah, 8 months is fucking long. I definitely was like fully gone home in love by then.
Oh God, me too.
But
that's
also
a long
like,
time.
That's so such a betrayal for him to then go and be like, I really love you still.
Boys are so awful like that. I saw this thing.
I love how sometimes you guys come at us and that you're like, you paint boys in such bad light and like girls do just as bad. Like in my experience, they don't. I just don't. I do find
girls
that in my
have they are capable of being just as bad, but we just don't do it that much. Whereas boys just do it more, I think.
We definitely, there is a difference in like, in my experience, in the way boys act and girls act.
Yeah, true. That 100%. 100%.
Like, I'm sorry that is. And if there isn't, please write in and tell us. Like, maybe we just haven't read enough about girls doing that sort of thing.
I know. I think it's because, you know why?
Girls are just not, we don't think with like, our vagina as much as boys do. Like, it's more emotional,
it's
right?
way more emotional. I saw this thing. I don't know if I've said this on this podcast before, but I saw this like psychologist woman, I think it was on a podcast clip, like a reel. And she was saying the difference between like men and women is a woman, when they have sex, release a hormone, the love hormone, right? And that, regardless to you having those feels before you sleep with them or not, you're going to start kind of falling in love with them even if you didn't have those feelings before, because you sat with them.
I definitely got the ick from that.
Yeah, of course you can, but that's why boys don't have that at all. They have their whatever their hormone release
oxytocin
before. They know before they sleep with you if they're getting the feels or not. So them shagging you doesn't make that get released. They don't release that hormone after sleeping with you. That's why for them it's so unemotional compared to how it is for a woman. And that's why the more you sleep with a man casually, you will develop feelings and a man just won't. So it is, unfortunately, our bodies are just made differently. And like, we will just have more emotion in stuff. So this girl's going to be fully in love with you. You've been sleeping with her for 8 months. And he's just going to be thinking about the ex.
He's like in a pickle. He's confused. If you're listening, this boy, I need to know about you. Like, what? I wish he listened.
But you did the right thing. You sacked him off. He treated you badly. He was getting a bit weird. I think that was great. You've sacked him off. And you know, I just feel sorry for your friend that's next to go, unfortunately.
Yeah, it's just not a good, it's a recipe for a disaster, that. But all you can do is just keep being as chilled as you are. Take a beat, work out how you feel, come back to her, be really honest, set some boundaries. We love boundaries.
We love a boundary. Everyone will have your back. And I also think you're already being really chilled about this.
Mm. And I wouldn't communicate with him. Cut that out. Okay, dilemma 3. Hey, ladies, I'm usually a silent listener, but something has happened that I had to tell you about.
Oh my God, we love this.
I've been speaking with a guy on Instagram for several months. He's a bit of an influencer on Instagram. Oh,
hello.
Let's call him Alex. We've got loads of mutuals, and after chatting a lot, we decided to spend a weekend together.
Gorgeous.
About 4 weeks before, he started sending me a screenshot of an account on Insta who has been sending him weird messages like,
what?
I'm watching you and don't open your wardrobe, I'm inside.
Oh, sorry.
What the fuck?
That's horrible.
He was posting these screenshots on his close friends, laughing at them, and then DMing them to me, and he would talk about how weird it was. No, I've got goosebumps. Fast forward a couple of days and the same account started messaging me weird stuff, asking me to move to their farm and marry them. It became constant and they would reply to my stories every day.
Well,
I'd then send them on to Alex and would laugh at what the account was sending to him. Why were you laughing? I'd literally call the police. It all got too much when the account started sending me AI-generated voice notes. Now I feel really uncomfortable. I feel like he's coming after
I'm
us
scared.
Now. I'm scared.
Okay.
Why do you keep reading my message and not replying?
I don't.
You do not want to cross me, girl. Otherwise, you will end up like my last wife. She got fed to the pigs.
Okay, right. First of all, that's a threat to life. Imminent threat to life. So call the police!
Really, this is like full CSI crime scene investigation. Okay, like, right. We need to lock this shit down.
We need to read like the rest of Dilemma.
I feel highly uncomfortable. Lock this shit down. Like, we can't. We might have a duty of care to call the police ourselves.
I agree. Right?
I started getting really freaked out as this isn't something that a random account would do. Agree. Yeah. So I got my detective hat on and typed the username onto Instagram and pressed forgot password, which showed me the last two digits of the number.
Mm-hmm.
No! I feel sick. Okay, so showed me the last two digits of the number which the account was registered to, and to my surprise, I was recognised the last two digits of the phone number. It was Alex's. I'm in complete shock and utterly flabbergasted at why he made this account to troll himself and me. I have no idea what to say. He's a psychopath. It's not like I would air him as we were chatting 24/7. Do I confront him about it? If so, how? I feel so embarrassed for him when it could just be a joke. But no, I'm really sorry. That's Ted Bundy vibes. He's a murderer. I'm done.
Wait. I'm also just going to say there's a lot of phone numbers on the planet that have the last two digits.
No, it's him and he's close. Right. Guys,
have to take his phone.
But guys, you don't understand. I'm telling you now, I've listened to Red Handed podcast. I've listened to all these. This is serial killer vibes.
Okay, right. We're going to have to give some advice here. I'm going to put my really like my sensible hat on.
I feel like a duty of care. I'm telling you now, you block him, you call the police on this. I would call the police. I would tell my mum and my dad. I would call them straight away.
Yeah.
I would say, mum, dad, this is what's happened.
So if you go missing, then people know.
100%. I really think
this is
bizarre.
Please tell me he doesn't know where you live.
Of course he has. They've been sleeping together and talking together.
They haven't met.
Oh my God, it's so weird.
They've been speaking on Instagram, but they've never met. You know what? He might even fucking be real. He might be fake.
Guys, I'm really freaked out. He's an Instagram model. He's obviously fake.
An old paedophile behind the screen.
This is 1,000% catfish. I know
it
in my bones.
I don't think that this guy's real.
Oh my God, no, he's an old, disturbed man.
Alex is not a real chap.
Have you listened to that?
No, what?
That podcast, what's it called? Like Bobby, Feeding Bobby or something. And this guy is talking to this girl, or this girl's talking to this guy. Sweet Bobby. Sweet Bobby. What happens, Jemima? It's this vibe.
I've only listened to a bit of it. It was too scary.
This is it about a girl talking to a guy? Yeah, a girl.
It's real.
No, you're going to die. Right, let me tell you the story. So a girl is talking to this guy they've never met. It's all AI. They FaceTime. They do all these things. It's all fake. He manipulates it all. And he's like in India and Germany and every country under the sun so they can never meet. It turns out it's a girl. He says these big stories. He's like, I've been shot. I'm in a coma. This girl thinks she's in this relationship with him. It's all AI. And it's a girl behind the screen. Just some random normal girl. Got a good job at like Goldman and Sachs.
Stop.
She's like,
stop.
Yeah, like ASOS student. Like normal girl. And she's created this catfish account.
Why?
Don't know.
She's tapped.
Oh no, she's like cousins with her. It's like her cousin. It's her cousin or something, isn't it? It's really weird. And this is what's going on here. I can feel it in my bones.
Right, we need to give some advice here because okay. We don't want this to be your cousin that's working at Goldman Sachs trying to fuck with you because it kind of sounds like that's what's going on. I don't think you speak to Alex ever again in your life.
I would block him on everything.
Yeah.
What's the harm, even if it wasn't him? Like, it is, but you've never met him, so like, it's weird, icky.
It's the whole thing is
I don't
bizarre.
Think there's some don't random guy that's messaging him. It's himself messaging himself and he's sharing it on his close friends. The whole thing is so disturbing.
People are really odd sometimes.
He obviously wants to look important, like this guy's following me. It's really sad.
I'm scared. Australia boy, follow up. Okay, so the story was that the guy wrote in that he had this relationship with this girl. It was all going really well. And then he got this job in Australia. Didn't tell her to the last second. He went off to Australia. She got pissed off. They never spoke again. But now he's coming back after maybe 2 years being away. He never forgot about her.
Never forgot.
And he was like, I'll see what Heathrow on the 10th of January.
Yeah, he wrote whatever. He knew she listened to this podcast.
Yeah. And we put out a little message for him, didn't we?
Yeah.
Put out a little prayer there. Anyway, so this is basically what you guys have said that this girl should do. Hannah said, I'd go meet him set some ground rules and try again.
Yep, me too.
Jane said, I think I would go, otherwise I'd regret it all the time and think, what ifs, buts, etc. Jemima said, sprint to the airport. We've actually now got the follow-up from the girl.
Oh my God, I feel sick.
What do we think is going to happen? Let's just give some prediction. I have not read ahead. Do we think she went to the airport?
No, I can't. I'm so itchy. You've got to just read it. I'm so itchy.
Do we think she went to the airport? Yes or no?
Yeah.
Okay, right.
If she didn't, what a waste of life.
Oh my God. What a waste of our lives. Like, all lost in love is gone. Like,
yeah.
Hey, Sophie and Melissa. This feels surreal to be sending this message to you both. I love your podcast and never expected to be spoken about on it. I'm the girl the Australian boy was reaching out to. So here's what happened from my side. Da, da, da. Me and Australia boy, let's call him Max, had been dating for a while. And just like him, I was also so in love. But when he told me that he was moving to Australia, I decided that I needed a clean break. I kind of get that.
Same.
It probably seemed harsh to him, but I knew that if I had him on socials or hadn't blocked his number, that I'd have been messaging him and hurting myself knowing that we couldn't be together. I went through some of the most emotionally draining months of my life and then decided that I'd had enough of being upset, so set off on my own adventure. In May, I quit my job and used my savings to start traveling around the world. Along the way, I've met so many incredible people that have made memories that I wouldn't have made if I'd stayed at home. I've really found myself and happiness again. Lovely. Mm. Kind of like what he did by going away. I actually missed this episode when it came out, as I spent the first part of January on an island off the coast of Colombia where they had no internet. So when I listened to you guys talking about what happened to me, it made me go numb. Oh my God, I really hope that you got there in time.
I feel really unwell.
I've spoken to him and explained that I'm traveling and that although I appreciated his apology and how open he'd been, I didn't think it would be right for us to reconnect that way. I kept the door open for us to be friends, so who knows what might happen in the future. But for now, I'm fully focused on me and I've had fun along the way with guys and it's been really freeing to just enjoy this time on my own. It might have felt like the worst thing in the world at the time, but it's given me the best life adventure and I'm so excited to now be experiencing. Lots of love to you both and all the tinies. And thank you for keeping me up to date with everything that's going on with Wednesday so far. You've been all around South America with me in Mexico. So Mexico is on the list.
Mexico's epic. Make sure you go to Chilum and Isla whole bosh. I'm a bit gutted, but go for you, girl power.
No, I agree. Good for you. I'm really pleased for you, but I'm also really disappointed because this love story is going to be a love, actually.
No, but like he wasn't waiting at the airport, was he? Because my heart aches. I need to get him on
He was probably looking out for like this. Just run up and give him a kiss. No. Oh, I feel really upset. You know what? Sometimes people move on and that's okay.
No, but like she might come back from like when you're traveling, you're a bit like, woo, Mexico.
Sure, Colombia, you might come back to reality
and be
like,
old England. And
you know
be like,
what? I'm ready for him that. Now. Yeah.
You find yourself, girl. Oh, we're God, proud of you. Honestly, I think you are such an inspiration.
I was so excited for this epic love story.
I do feel a little bit like heartbroken, I won't lie, but you do you and I'm proud of you that you're putting yourself first and didn't cave to the pressure. Also quite bum out for her to be like, off I leave, might miss my travelling. I'll fly back to Heathrow to meet this guy I met.
You know what? Also, you might see him again and be like, shit, that connection's still fully there.
Totally.
Which, you know, and as you say, you haven't closed the door down. You'll be like, we can like meet up as friends or whatever. But slightly disappointing.
That was a little bit of
a podcast.
That was a bit of an anticlimax. Look, for a second there, I mean, we were.
I thought we were bringing people together, which is, you know, the whole point. That's not really, but.
We could make it a bit more of a romance. Like,
we could be a matchmaking service.
Could we actually give a call out for that? If there's any boys out there listening, because I know there are sneakily loads of boys who listen to this. And look, I'm with you. I don't know if that makes sense.
No, anyway, it doesn't.
I love you listening. Look, if you have a girl that you fancy.
Yeah.
If you want more advice, I want to give boys more advice. I think that's my specialty.
Guys, just fucking speak up.
I know what girls want, for God's sake.
Yeah, just have some balls, write in the dilemmas. If you want to do a big gesture, you know, if you've cheated on your girlfriend and you're asking us to help you, that's not going to work. But if you want to, like, you know, do something romantic and
undying love for somebody,
something like this, we're here for it and we will help.
And we know what they want. Don't look for Cupid anymore. Sophie and Melissa are here to help.
We are the answer to your prayers. God, I'm really excited about this new chapter of our lives we're about to go into. We
might
should create
a dating
app
with wings
or
and a halo. We love you.
We love you guys. Bye.